hearing to order. My name is David Bobzing, Director of the Governor's Office of Energy, and we will move to agenda item number one is call to order. Public comment is number two. Do we have any public comment this morning outside of the matters on this agenda? Seeing none, we'll move now to agenda item number three, review of the proposed regulation, LCB file number R157-20, addressing changes in provisions established by SB 536. And I believe we'll have Program Manager Laura Wickham give us that review.
Sure. So this first regulation that we are going to be considering will be the one for our revolving loan program. And we are making changes to this regulation per statute and changes that were already made to our statute. The main change that we will be making will be to switch this from a revolving loan to a targeted grant program. And so in order to do that, we have removed any language that had to do with loans or financing and replaced that with funding so that we could more appropriately describe what the money in this account was going to be used for. So you will see those changes throughout the chapter, and we've also removed any other pertaining information that has to do specifically with financing because we will no longer need that. That being said, we will continue to have anyone before this statute and regulation language gets adopted. Anyone who had a previous loan will have to adhere to the language previously adopted. So this is all for programs or projects moving forward. And that is about all we're doing with this chapter. We have reviewed it multiple times in public workshops, but if anyone has any questions or concerns, you can feel free to ask now or public comment at the end of the meeting as well.
Okay, thank you, Laura. Seeing none, I think we'll move to agenda item number four, adoption of the proposed regulation. And I will adopt regulation LCB file number R157-20. Moving now to agenda item number five, review of the proposed regulation LCB file number R045-21. Addressing changes in provisions established by SB 448. This is the one that is likely more recent in people's memories.
Yeah.
And so, again, I'll turn it over to Laura. Thanks.
So this particular regulation pertains to our renewable energy tax abatement program, which I'm sure most of the people in attendance today are familiar with, but it is a program that grants partial property and sales and use tax abatements to properties, to projects who have energy generating projects. The biggest change that you will see in this amendment will be that we are now making storage projects, individual standalone storage projects, eligible for this program. Previously, they were eligible as long as they were in conjunction with the production of renewable energy, and that has changed, and you can now be eligible if you are storing renewable energy. And that is all in accordance with, as David mentioned, our Senate Bill number 448, which was during our last legislative session. And you will see that some of the changes in our regulations are not spelled out, and instead it says we are adhering to Senate Bill 448. Legislative staff has alerted us that this is how they prefer to do things now, so we don't get to spell it all out in the regulation. So you get to go back to statute and refer to it, which I suppose is a good thing. Leaves less room for mistakes. So if you have any specific questions, please refer back to Senate Bill 448, and you will be able to find details on this. We, like I said, we do change the name, the definition of facility, just to include renewable energy or hybrid generation, as well as storage facilities. And we have also discussed these regulations multiple times in public workshops, but we do address the records that its Office of Energy, but to county commissioners. And we just clarify that. We also removed or changed some language to adhere to what SB 448 stated regarding how we calculate wages. And you're welcome to take a look at that. Nothing has changed from the last 2-3 workshops that we have had. Everything is still the same. And we have an increase in fees for our applications and our annual compliance reports, which if you have a project with us, you're already aware of this. Again, this is only for projects moving forward. So any project that was submitted and approved before July of last year, 2021, would still be paying their normal annual compliance fee of $250. The new fee is now $500, and the new application fee is $9,000. This new change also allows us to use the money in the account for purposes that the Office of Energy deems appropriate and are intended to expand renewable energy in the state. And we have several categories that just allow us to really work much deeper into expanding transmission, renewable energy, and all the work that goes behind it. So it's a nice change for our office to be able to utilize those funds. And I believe that is it on this one. If we have any questions or comments, speak now.
Okay, thank you, Laura. And with that, we'll go ahead and move to agenda item number 6, adoption of proposed regulation. I will now adopt proposed regulation LCB file number R045-21. And take a moment to thank Laura and all the GOE staff for their work on these regulations. So with that, we'll move to agenda item number 7, public comments and discussion. Do we have any closing public comments this morning? Okay, seeing none, we'll move now to agenda item number 8, adjournment. Thank you all for joining us this morning. Thank you, Mr. Walsh, for staffing us, and wish you all a good rest of the week. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a good afternoon.
Well done. Thank you.